is Yumi speaking. Today is July 15th, I think, July 15th, 2006. Here I have Stephen Salter from Chicago, United States. He made a film about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and I'm going to ask him why he chose this topic. Hi, Steve.
I chose this topic because we had learned a little bit about the film, or not about the dropping of the bomb in school, and we thought since this is such an important topic, people need to learn more. Mm-hmm. So we had already been looking for another topic for our second film, so we thought, why not this? Mm-hmm. And my mom had met Martil, the artist of the Doomsday Clock, which is a clock that counts down metaphorically when the end of the world, 12 being the end, 12 o'clock midnight, meaning the end of the world. So we had set up an interview with her, and she basically led us to all the other
scientists,
yes. And that's pretty much just went on from there.
So Matthew was the first person you contacted?
Yes.
For the film. I see. I heard you started making film when you were 8 or something. Is that true?
I started when I was 11.
Okay.
And I made a film called The Tween's Life about kids between the ages of 11 and 13.
Mm.
Hence, which are called twins.
Twins, I see.
Twins.
Twins.
T-W-E-E-N.
Yeah, twins.
Yeah.
And another thing, after you made this film, your understanding about Hiroshima and Nagasaki has changed?
Wait.
Before and after. Before you had it in school, you've learned something about bomb, atomic bomb.
Yeah.
After you interviewed so many people, your understanding has changed? Or?
Yeah. Yes, we hardly knew anything about the topic before we actually made the film, and now we know so much about it. We're here, invited here in Japan to talk about it.
Right. This is the first time, right?
Yes, this is my first time in Japan.
How do you feel? Are you excited?
Yeah, it's...
You're going to Hiroshima, right?
Yeah, I'm going to Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Both places? Wow. And you're going to show the film?
Yeah,
you're gonna meet lots of hibakusha.
Yeah.
You know that what it means.
That means survivors, right?
Yeah, survivors of
atomic
bombs. So, are you gonna follow up the film?
Like,
are you going to make another film on this topic, or
we don't know. We're interviewing and taking interviews and taking footage and see what we think for our fourth film. We had just did it recently. Finished our third film about a couple days ago, like school week or work week.
What is it about?
Space weapons.
Oh.
Weapons that shoot at any target in space, on the ground, on the sea, or...
Maybe you know more about it than me, adult does. Wow, I see. So you're going to show that, you're going to present that film to another festival or something?
Yeah, we're going to put it in the Chicago International Children's Film Festival and see where that leads us and see what other kind of film festivals we could get into.
Hmm.
Maybe even go back to the United Nations.
Wow, that'd be nice, isn't it? So, you want to say anything to Tokyo people? Your film is going to be shown at the Tokyo Peace Film Festival on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. And you won't be there because you'll be on the Peace Boat.
Yeah.
So, if you want to say anything to them?
Nuclear weapons should never be used again because it starts a chain reaction of firing nuclear weapons from country to country. And we should, instead of being divided as countries, we should unite as Earth.
It's a beautiful message.
Thank you.
Here's Stephen Soder, who made the film called Genie in a Bottle.
Unleashed.
Unleashed. And you're going to be seeing that on the 22nd of July at Tokyo Peace Film Festival at Tokyo Olympic Center, starting at 10 a.m. until 21 in the evening. It's a long day, but please join us. Thank you.